Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2026.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and here is my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. We've got an awesome show lined up for you. We've been doing a lot of research over this last week and really just compiling not just data, but not just the how to get healthy, but the why to get healthy. And so we're going to share some awesome information with you today. We're also going to go over some testimonies and really work on our mindset. Mindset not just around health, but what you've done with your health in the past, what you're choosing to do with your health going forward. Really, how does chiropractic fit into that? How does detoxing fit into that? But most importantly, what is the definition of health? See, we can give you all the tools, tips, and resources you need to be healthy, but until you understand the definition of health and how to obtain it, that's when we're really missing the mark on that in our culture. And we can see that by looking at at how people are choosing to try to fix their symptoms. In our society, what people are relying on pills, potions, and lotions to try to heal, and it's just not working. And so we know people are designed to heal, the desire to heal, and that their body is fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and there's things that we can do today to impact your future. And so all throughout the show today, you're going to have the opportunity to text in, call in. And what you can do is you can get a new patient appointment scheduled in our office at a discounted rate, which is incredible. So if you've never had your spine checked, you've never had x-rays taken, you have the opportunity today to text in and call in to see if we can help you with any health issues that you may have. Also, if you are looking to take your nutrition to the next level, and maybe you're looking for advanced testing, blood work, urinalysis, cheek swab testing, look for genetic markers. If you're looking for that next level testing that you're not going to get from your medical doctor, we are doing this now for our patients, and it's incredible. It's called our Max Metabolics Program. And if you want to learn more about that, I'm doing complimentary phone calls to explain more about if you're a candidate for that and what that looks like going forward. All you got to do is pick up the phone and text right now. It's the same number. You can text and or call this number throughout the show today. It's going to be 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Call and text that number. If you're looking for a new patient appointment, or if you want to learn more about the genetic testing and nutritional testing protocols.
Awesome, Dr. Nick. Get on the phones, take control of your health, and schedule an appointment or get into those phone calls. That'd be awesome, guys. Going back to what you were talking about, Dr. Nick, about the taking steps about health and controlling our health and actually being in charge of our health, it all starts with understanding that word and the definition of health. What does it mean? What is the actual definition? Where do where does that come into play with us, and how does chiropractic help with that? It's all things that stir people to take control. And you might think, most people think like outwardly, okay, a healthy version person is those Instagram models or things like that, like clean cut, washboard abs, skinny, petite, things like that. Those are words that people have actually used to describe health to us when we're asking them what the definition of health is. And the real problem with it is that we look at all that outside stuff. We look at all that, but you go into your life, think about the people around you and things like that. Think about some of the healthiest people that you've known, and we've known a lot of people in the past that look like they're outwardly look like they're healthy. They look like they're eating right. They look like they're doing a lot of right things, but they still get struck by a deafening sickness. They they have cancer. They have a sudden heart attack. Things like that, things that they have no control of. The problem is we think all health is the lack of symptoms. The lack of symptoms is a healthy person. A person that has no headaches is a healthy person. A person that has no digestive issues is a healthy person, but that's not the truth. The truth is health starts from looking inside. Even if you're feeling great, 45% of heart attacks are non-symptomatic. That means there's no pain, and that a heart attack comes on and disrupts your life, right? In most cases. So if 45% of those are asymptomatic and no chest pain, no numbness down the arm, those typical things that we feel, then why are we always so focused on how we feel? Everyone goes to the root is, oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great doesn't mean you're functioning great. All right. Right. Like there are people that are struck by this by disease and things constantly. And it's like, why is that? That's the question. Why is that? The reason health is defined is by how you feel, but instead how you are healing. Right. If we're focused on how you're healing, Now we're heading in the right direction. We want you to feel great, guys. We want everyone to feel great, but we want to also go a step further, and we want you to function great. That's not talking about like I want you to be able to run and things like that. I do, but I want your digestion system to be healing. I want your heart to be healing. I want you to be functioning at 100%. What happens if you look at a line from 0 to 100, 100 being absolute health, it takes 20% of cell destruction, cell death, for us to actually feel a symptom. So when we have a headache, when we have digestive issues, when we have that heart attack, we're beyond that 20%, and that's saying that's at the highest level. So when you're talking about how pain is subjective, means it changes person to person. It means okay, if it's a 1 out of 10 for you, but a 10 out of 10 for you, it could be the same pain. We don't know, right? But the thing is, if it's a 10 out of 10 for that person, and they're at that 80%, they're at that 20% threshold, but it's a 1 out of 10 for you, you still could be beyond that. You'd be at 60% loss already, and be fighting a more uphill battle. That's why we love when patients come in without symptoms, because we know that we can optimize your health that much more. We can take control of your well-being and jump on top of that, because when it all comes down to it, the body heals from the inside out. The nervous system is the main healer. So your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, right? From the above down, inside out. So we're talking about from the brain down is the message, from the brain down and from the inside out. So all the healing comes from the outside. You're not going to have healing from the outside. The medical system actually hasn't cured a disease. There's been few and far between diseases that they've actually cured. They managed them. They've suppressed them, but that's not curing them. There's a difference, right? When we're talking about healing, we're talking about your body functioning 100%, your body having the ability to heal at its fastest capacity without interference. And that's our goal as chiropractors, is to first understand that have everyone understand that the healing comes from the inside out. But secondly, for your body to work at 100%, right? So when we're healing great, we're doing great, and we're heading in that right direction. So your symptoms are the body's way of telling you that it isn't functioning correctly, but it's not the first sign of dysfunction throughout the body.
Yeah, and one of the things that we notice is, like, if someone has symptoms, they do one of three things: they ignore it, they medicate for it, or they actually figure out what's causing it. Our patients who get the best results in our office, when they come in, they're saying, I'm sick of just dealing with this. I'm sick of simply just medicating for it. And I want to look for the cause of it. See, our office is designed to look for the cause of the problem. So whether you have a conversation with me on the phone or in the community, if you're a friend or family member listening to this radio show, if you come in as a new patient, if you've been a patient for 8, 9, 10 years, the same conversation I always have is, do you know what caused it? Do you know what would have contributed to this? Do you know when it started or how it started? No one really has an answer because no one's used to answering those questions. No one's used to figuring out, I wonder why is this happening? I wonder what happened. I wonder if there's something I can do to influence my health. And one of the things that we see in the office is people never look at their spine and never look for x-rays to show you if there's damage in the spine. Some people are scared of the x-rays. Some people don't know what they entail. Listen, guys, our biggest thing is this. If you understand this, you'll understand health. That structure, healthy structure leads to healthy function, leads to a healthy body. Damaged structure in the spine leads to dysfunction, which leads to dis-ease or sickness symptoms, right? So we know that healthy structure equals healthy function. We cannot have healthy function if we don't have healthy structure. So it may show up as pain, may show up as organ symptoms, but at the end of the day, we want you to be looking for the cause of your problem, not just simply covering up the symptom. And so if you're listening to the show now, you say, man, Dr. Nick, I feel like I've never really looked for the cause of the problem. I just seem to rely on Tylenol, ibuprofen, aspirin, you name it. Maybe you're on pain medications. Maybe you're taking acid reflux medication. Maybe you're taking low dose antibiotics for a certain reason. Maybe anti-anxiety, antidepressants, blood pressure, cholesterol. You know, those medications that once we get on them, we're on them for the rest of our life. If you're taking a medication for the rest of your life, it's time that we wake up as a culture and say, I wonder what I can do to get so healthy that the dosage of this medication goes down and or I don't need it anymore. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine getting so healthy that your body doesn't want any more medication because it doesn't need it anymore? That's what our goal is to get you so healthy, your body's healing and functioning at 100%. And your body doesn't want and or need pills, potions, and lotions to simply cover the symptoms. We want you to be healthy. So if you're listening to the show now, you say, man, I have a symptom. I've never really dealt with it. And you say, I need to deal with this symptom. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our office. Normally for a new patient appointment, it's $150 if you're walking off the street. But if you're listening to the show now and you call now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling the show right now. Listen, guys. The only catch is this, that you call now. If you get a voicemail, you leave a message, right? If you want to text, you can text too, and we will schedule you for a new patient appointment. So call right now. When you call, we will answer the phone. We'll also schedule you for a new patient appointment. It'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Once again, if you get a voicemail, it's because I'm answering other calls. I promise to call you back, okay? The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, we're here. We're local, right in the heart of Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, super close to really any midtown area. Also people from West County, North County, South County. Everybody comes to our clinic. The average person drives at least 45 minutes to get to our office. So if you're listening to the show now, you say, man, maybe that's too far. Listen, the first step is a new patient appointment to see if we can help you. Right. So pick up the phone and call. And if you're wanting to just learn about the nutritional testing, the blood work, your analysis, learn how to really unlock 109 different metabolic pathways, call and or text right now. Once again, 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. Here with my colleague, Dr. Charlie McNeil. And we are your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We know people are calling in and texting in left and right. And it's awesome. So I wanted to reiterate, if you're wanting a new patient appointment, full set of x-rays, see if we can help you. It's only $60 for a full set of x-rays of your spine. It's ridiculously affordable. The key is you got to freaking call now, and that way we can schedule you. The number to call is 314-323-7214. If you did get, if you are interested in our nutritional protocol testing, where we actually look at 109 different medical pathways through three different types of testing, we do ear analysis, blood work, and saliva testing to look for any genetic markers. It's called our Max Metabolics Testing Program. Instead of just guessing on what you're taking for supplements, we actually put together a plan to make you make us understand what you really need to correct nutritional protocols. So if you want to call set up with me to learn more about that, it's absolutely free to learn more about the program. Text in right now, text test right now, test to this number, 314-323-7214.
And we just talked about a lot about health in general, but looking at our society, I think it's obvious we need to get to the root cause of what's causing us all to think that health is a passive way of living and a passive way of it can be obtained passively. Like we can ask someone to hold our hands and take us through the motions, and that's not it. Health is a two-way street, but more importantly, health in general is the product of the environment that we put ourselves in. So what I mean is, if you're surrounded, like everyone's heard you are the average of the five people you are around the most, right? Mm-hmm. Your five closest friends, you're the average of them. But it goes even further as a society, as a household, as whatever, as a group of beings, we are the product of the environment that we're constantly thrust in. If you look at the society we are in now, health-wise, from the health lens, we are the sickest people have ever been. Our lifespans are shorter. Our quality of life is shorter. So that those two right there are big no-nos. Like when quality of life at the end of life goes shorter, and the life expectancy has decreased, those two are no-nos. And then when you look at it's 42% of Americans are obese. That number goes higher and higher. And the more and more you specify the population. So when you get into kids, that number increases. When you get into teenagers, that number increases. So we've seen this trend of being sicker and sicker, more relying on more and more. But the easiest way to get this concept in our heads is a study that was done at fleas. Fleas, like on our dogs, on our cats, on things like that. So fleas have the capability, they're little tiny things, but they have the capability of jumping 36 inches. So that's how far up a flea can jump, right?
3 feet.
3 feet.
That's crazy.
So a little flea can jump over 1,000% of its body size. If you take that same flea and you put that flea in, let's say, a pickle jar. So empty out a pickle jar, put that flea in an empty pickle jar. That flea is going to jump the first hour. It's going to jump and constantly hit its head. It's going to jump up in its head. It's going to try to escape, right? Try to escape. It's being bottled up. Eventually, that flea is smart enough to be like, okay, well, this isn't going to work here. I'm going to jump as high as I can, but I'm not going to hit my head. So it jumps just to the top of that pickle jar. So it learns a new limit, right? It learns that it's just going to jump to the top of that pickle jar, which is less than 36 inches, but it's not going to hit its head anymore, right? You can take that same flea, put it in another jar, put it in a smaller jar. It's not going to jump as high again. It's not going to hit its head. It's going to hit its head for even a shorter period of time, and then realize, okay, I can only jump this high. I can only jump this high. I can only jump this high. Take that same flea and put it, and now it reproduced. It had kids in the jar, right? Those kids are going to learn how to jump just high enough. They're never going to hit their head. They're going to learn how to jump just high enough to miss the top of that can, that small can that they're in. So just high enough, just high enough, just high enough. So they've learned that limit. You let those same fleas, so the kids' fleas, you let them out, and so they have the capability of jumping 36 inches. Guess what? They do not jump 36 inches. They jump the highest they jump is to the top of that can that they were put in. So guys, we are just in that animal instinct. We are the product of our environment. Like we We limit ourselves based off this information. If you've ever been told, like, oh, you can't get that because your insurance doesn't cover it, or things like that, you're letting someone else dictate your health and take those steps for you. You're literally putting yourself in a can if you're only letting your health be dictated by what your insurance covers. You're limiting yourself, and then that leads to limiting belief when you get into it. When you get into our office, you're already like, oh man, this is different, right? But the thing is, once we start breaking down those barriers, you start seeing even more change and more than you thought was possible, because guess what? We taught you, you can jump 36 inches. You're no longer limiting yourself just to that can. You're going beyond the point and going to the natural ability that you have. We limit ourselves. We put ourselves in boxes in life in general, in more ways than one, but in health, we do it so extremely. We think that we can get 6 minute abs. We can do a 5 minute HIIT workout once a week and be good for a workout when we're supposed to be working out way more than that, and our lives are based off active lives. And we limit ourselves so much there that we just don't even take into account what we can do. What progress can we make? What can we achieve? Those headaches aren't normal. Don't worry. Don't listen to the people that put you in a box of, oh, you have tension headaches. That's going to be around forever. Oh, you have diabetes. That's going to be your forever. When you put yourself into those boxes, and that's one thing we do not do. We do not label you and limit you. We want to see you go beyond our expectations and go on even further than your expectations. People come to us as a last resort when we really should be the first resort.
Right. And you know, that's one of the things we always say is like, we're problem solvers, not problem labelers. And I think, you know, it's kind of like what we do in the medical system. We've just gotten used to it. Like, I have this, so I'm just going to always have this. And so one of the things that we want to make sure people understand is that, you know, no matter what you've been diagnosed with, no matter what you've been told about what healthcare really is, what sick care really is, what your insurance covers, what nutrition should look like, what chiropractic is, until you really have been faced with the truth, then that preconceived conception or notion is going to be your adopted belief system. And so one of the things that we've seen with our patients is that once you start to change your belief system about what health is and how to achieve it, and that, listen, we all want to be healthy in, you know, was it 8 minute abs, I guess. We want to have 8 minute abs or 6 minute abs. It's kind of like, I think it's going to get down to 1 minute abs eventually, but we all want to have abs, but we're not really willing to put the work in. And so one of the things that we desire for ourselves, our health, and for our family's health, our friends, of course, our patients, is that you realize that it's a slow grind. Getting healthy is a slow process, a slow grind. But if you're moving the right direction a little bit, 2 millimeters each day, every single day, you're moving the right direction. Doesn't mean perfection. It means moving in the right direction. Then you're going to yield the results you've always thought you wanted, right? I mean, there's things in my family that I always thought was just going to be my health, you know, it's disease, symptoms, diagnosis, medications. And what I've come to realize is that that's just what I told myself. That's just what I thought was going to be my future, right? Is because that's what the medical doctors always said. That's what our culture has said. Like, you're going to do what your parents did. You're going to get what your parents have or your grandparents have. And so I'm thankful the fact that my mindset was changed, which I understood that health does not come from the outside in. And actually, health does not come from your genetics. I mean, only about 10% of what happens to our health goes back to our genes. So once I recognized that, and once I also recognized that age does not determine your health, then I realized that the only thing responsible for my health, or only person responsible for my health, was me. Once I was able to take the responsibility back into my hands and have the power of choice work in my advantage, then that's when I really started to see the healing in my body take place. And that's what's allowed me to say, this is why I'm going to continue to be healthy. This is why I'm going to take action, because if I don't, who will? You know, it's the age old saying, like, okay, give me the ball. And if I don't do it, no one else is going to do it. So what's cool with your health is you have the ability to do that, but most people don't take action. They'll gather all this data. They'll aim, and never fire. Right. So they'll knowledge, and then never take action. And then wonder why they have a diagnosis wonder why they have a medication, why they're not losing the last 15 pounds, or why they have the back pain still, why do they need surgery? All these whys that come along the way when we've ignored what our health is. Now, unfortunately, we have a lot of people that listen to the show and maybe get referred into our office who always say, like, I never knew that there was another way. I never knew that, you know, an office like yours existed. I never knew that chiropractic was so vital for my health until someone told me, or until I heard you on the radio show. And that's one of the things why I want to remind you guys why we have a radio show, is because we know people are praying for an answer. They're looking for an answer. They're praying for an answer. Many times they don't know where to go. They're sick of the medical doctors. They're sick of the surgeons, the specialists that aren't really special, but they just do special testing and special medications. And they're just tired of it. They're tired of not being able to live the life they desire to live. They're tired of not having direction, not having a blueprint to rebuild that house or rebuild their health. And that's exactly what we do in our office, is we say, this is how we're going to get you well. This is how we're going to get you healthy. Here's the blueprints. Here's the directions. Here's the process. Here are the protocols we're going to do with you. And you're going to be able to live your life abundantly, getting as healthy as possible. Now, it sounds good, but is it easy? Absolutely not. And so we want to make sure you guys are hearing us on this, that getting healthy is the best reward you can ever have. Because without health, we have nothing. And so I want to make sure that we know, and people are listening to the show and they come in as new patients, which a lot of you will, if you haven't already, you're going to eventually. I know that what happens is that we got to start moving our health, our decisions in our health, our choices with our health, to our number one priority. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have time with your family. You don't have the finances you need to live a good retired life. You can't be there for your kids or your grandkids. We want you to have your life and live it abundantly without sickness and disease, without medication, without surgeries that aren't going to work for you. Because we know you deserve it. We know you deserve it, and we know that you can have it. But if you're listening now, you say, well, that's not for me. I can't do that. I don't know how chiropractic plays in the, well, this is the reason why chiropractic is a vital component. And where we have to start, actually. We don't start at nutrition. We start at chiropractic. Why? Because the brain says signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots. They go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal in your hand or your foot, for your body to create a fever to kill a virus, your brain controls it all. Your nervous system controls it all. And if our spine is damaged, it interferes and or blocks the signals from the brain to the body at 100%. So if there's damage in the spine that's affecting how you feel, those same nerves branch off and go to organs, cells, and tissues. So if you have back pain, that can also affect, the nerves can also affect colon, reproductive organs, bladder, kidneys. Obviously, the pain down your leg all comes from the lower back. Hip pain can come from your lower back. If you have pain in your neck, that's going to affect your thyroid, blood pressure, heart rate, breathing patterns, moods, hormones, energy levels, sleeping patterns, all come from your neck. And so if you're listening now, you've never had your spine checked, the first step is by scheduling an appointment in our office. Normally, to come into our office for a new patient appointment and x-rays is $150, but if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll answer the phone and we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment in our office. And we take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Listen, if you get a voicemail, leave a message, please. We are going to get bombarded with calls, but here's the number to call, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing. It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. McNeil. And we had a ton of people calling in and texting over the break. If you did miss the opportunity for a new patient exam at a discounted rate and you want to get into the clinic and see if it can help you with any symptoms that you have in regards to what's going on in your spine. Once again, healthy structure leads to healthy function. These are a healthy body. So let's see if you have a healthy structure. And if not, how do we correct it? The number to call to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214.
Now, a lot of people have heard us, and you've probably been ignited or agree with our opinions on what health is, which aren't opinions, they're facts, right? But there's things holding us back. There are things that in the back of your head is like, it's not, it's all great. Dr. Tyler, Dr. Nick, it's all great information, but it's not for me for X, Y, Z reasons. And for those people, I want to give you some hope and give you some clarity on some things. One of the biggest things that we hear is people say, oh, I really wanted to come in. I just waited a year or 2 years because I had back surgery and I didn't think you guys could do anything for me. Well, starting off, we are specialized trained chiropractors and we understand spine and we understand special situations like that. And that's also what we study. How do we support someone who has had back surgery in the past, has had hip surgery in the past? How do we treat them and how do we make it so their structure still responds and we still can provide care to them? So one terrible fact about spine surgery is once you have one, in the next 5 to 10 years, you're 90% likely to have a second. After you have one spine surgery in the next 5 to 10 years, you're 90% likely to have a second. So first off, if you do have a surgery, it was your choice, and that's okay. And maybe you're just pinned against a wall. You're in a bad position. That's just something you had to do. But the next steps are that much vital for you. If you're looking down the barrel and you're like, okay, well, now I'm basically guaranteed to have surgery again. Well, what could you do now after this first surgery to heal and also support the rest of the body that is now compensating for a few segment or artificial segment in your body? And that's what we specialize in. So we look at the spine, we analyze the spine. That's why we take the time to do that, is because we know what's moving, what's fixated, what's not moving, and differentiate between that. And what happens, especially with spine surgery, is what the body compensates for above and below. So say you had a fusion in the low back. So below the segment is gonna have to compensate for motion, and above this segment is gonna have to move more to support the lack of motion in those areas. Those are usually the areas that are susceptible to further damage because there's more pressure put on them. That's exactly what we support. So we go in there and we're like, okay, well, we're gonna look at these specific areas of the spine and we're gonna address them and keep them moving and keep them healing, so you're less likely to have another surgery after that. And it's not what you see on TikTok or social media. It's not the twisting, cracking, popping. We have specialized ways, and that's not proper information out there. We specifically adjust the spine and specifically support the spine. So if that's something that's keeping you from coming in, schedule an appointment, get checked out. And what we'll do is we'll have that conversation. We love having those conversations just about how can we tailor this specifically for you to give you peace of mind. Because when we look at what our clinic's all about, is we're about supporting the patients as much as possible. But there are three points to that triangle, right? So that's your choice, the patient's preference, the clinician's clinician's knowledge. So what we know, and then evidence. So we look at the evidence. We look at what works, what doesn't work, and we look at that evidence, and then apply it to your specific case. And that's how we get the best results. And when we're looking at exercises for you to do to help support the adjustment and things outside there, there's so much more to chiropractic than what people limit it to, right? I heard a great analogy, thinking treating chiropractic for pain only is like using your iPhone as a calculator. Huh. So you're limiting yourself. When you think it's only for certain people. Chiropractic is for everybody. We see our youngest patient is days old. Our oldest patient is 92, I think. We see everyone from in between and outside. We have patients from out of the country. We have patients that come back to the United States and make sure that they get into our office. So for anyone that kind of thinks, oh, it's not for me, chiropractic is definitely for you. And there's 100% chance that we can help you, and we can optimize your health. Whatever's going on, we will talk about, and we'll problem solve with you. We're there taking those steps with you, not for you. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy. We're not taking those steps for you. You're not carrying through the motions. We're walking together, but we will be there hand in hand, taking those steps and heading towards a better life. So when you limit yourself, you limit your health, right? Mm. When you limit yourself, you limit your
health. That's good.
and that's what we're about. We're about unchaining those limits and expanding upon that. So don't, if you've seen a chiropractor before, you haven't seen us,
right?
You haven't seen us. And that's what makes us different is we go above and beyond. We don't just stop. We never stop. If we quit, there's no point in quitting when we have issues. If you quit, you never get an answer, right? Mm. If you quit, you never get anything resolved. And you might quit in something. Guess what? I quit playing piano when I was six. Guess what? I don't know how to do. I don't know how to play the piano because I quit. It's because you don't see the vision further down the road. And that's not saying that we have all the answers, but we'll find them, and we'll find someone that does have the answers and get you in the right position.
Yeah, I love that what you said about the. You know, using the iPhone as a calculator, because I think about that, not just the chiropractic, but like when people say they want to eat healthy to lose weight, I think it's just ridiculous. You eat healthy to be healthy, and as a side effect, you lose weight. It's like people say, well, I'm going to do abs, a core workout to like have a six pack. And it's like, well, yeah, that's a nice like perk, but like there's other reasons you should be doing core workouts to stabilize your spine, to be healthy, to have a life of longevity and vitality. You know, there's so many things in health. We're scratching the first layer out of 15 layers. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened is we in our health, we based off of simply how we feel and how we look. And if we feel fine, not good, but fine, and we look good, we think we look good, we think we're good. Guys, I can't tell you how many times people come into the office with disease who look fine and felt good. And so if you're basing your health off of that, it's time to drastically change. And if you're not willing to push your health to the next level, then I don't think you don't have your why. Some people are just comfortable. I think if we're uncomfortable, if we get our place in an uncomfortable state, then I think that's where we grow. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that comfort zone thing. You know, you're not going to ever grow inside your comfort zone. You're only going to grow outside your comfort zone. Well, same thing with our health. You know, I want you guys to be comfortable, but we also want to challenge our body and get our health to the next level. You know, we have people come in all the time who look fit and they're great, but they're like, they say, you know, I have X, Y, or Z going on, and I just thought I was going to be able to work it out or eat it away. And the reality is they've never had their spine checked. And so we see that often. And the first thing we got to do is check someone's spine. If you've never had your spine checked and you're listening to the show now, my question is, why haven't you had your spine checked? And I don't mean that in a rude way, but reality is, why haven't we had our spine checked? You know, that's one of the questions I ask friends and family, like, why would you never have your spine checked? But you go to the dentist every 6 months for the rest of your life to get your teeth checked, but you never have your spine checked. Listen, guys, if we've never had our spine checked, then we're simply guessing. We're guessing in the health of our nerve system. And all of a sudden one day you're going to be diagnosed with, most people get diagnosed with arthritis, disc degeneration. They think it happened in the last 6 months. No, it took years to get there. And this is a conversation, unfortunately, I have to have with our patients when they come in and they say, I didn't know I had this going on. Why didn't somebody tell me? I go, well, you never had your spine checked. How are they supposed to tell you if they don't know? So if you're listening now and you say, man, I've never had my spine checked, I got to get it checked. Maybe you have a symptom you're dealing with that you've never truly dealt with, and you want to figure out what to do. And you've never been to a clinic like ours who focuses not just on your spinal health, but your lifestyle. And you know you need to get healthy from the inside out and in your lifestyle. Whether you have headaches, blood pressure issues, weight loss issues, whether it's depression, anxiety, sleeping problems, and you just want help. The first step is by that new patient appointment where we'll sit down with you, go over your health history, go over your health goals, get a full set of x-rays, which is normally about $150 per visit when you start. If you're listening now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling the show now. When you call in, we'll answer the phone. If you get a voicemail, please leave a message. and we'll call you back and get you scheduled for a new patient appointment and take care of the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The catch is you just got to call now, and we'll get you scheduled. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler, and we are your local Maximize Living chiropractors here, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. We've had an incredible show so far. People calling in, texting in left and right. If you are one of those people that has never had their spine checked, you just need to get in the office and we'll check your spine out to see what's going on. We just got to stop guessing. We got to start testing. Also, speaking of testing, we started doing an amazing testing program called Max Metabolics, where we actually check for blood, urine, and saliva testing. And what happens is it tells us specifically what pathways on a physiological level, on a cellular level, are not connecting and not working like they should in the body, and what nutritional protocols and supplementation are needed to literally correct the metabolic pathways, which is awesome. See, medical doctors and a lot of blood work that's done out there is checking for thyroid and testosterone and cholesterol and you name it. But by then, we've missed the metabolic pathways that need to be checked. And so this testing checks for that. It actually gets to the root cause of any nutritional protocol issues, physiological issues in the body. And it's pretty detailed. It's definitely advanced. But if you're listening to the show now and you say, man, I got to see what my blood work looks like, your analysis looks like, I just got to see what's going on. Well, what we needed to be doing is we got to get you scheduled for a complimentary Max Metabolics phone call with me, where I'll go over any struggles that you're having and see if you're a really good candidate for the program. So I want to make sure you get access to me for that free phone consult. All you got to do that is text in test. And what we'll do is we'll get you set up with a free phone call with me. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
I'm sure you all have been bombarded by it from someone, one person or another, talking about this spring into health. So spring cleaning of your health, right? And it's more than just like the health field's common. It's everyone's like, oh, I'm going to take control of my health this spring, feeling rejuvenated as this weather gets nicer, more consistently. I know that Midwest weather keeps you on your toes, but the thing that everyone's talking about, and we have a lot of patients asking us our thoughts on, is detoxing the body. What is it? What's it about? How to do it properly, and why? And then also, like, afterwards, why it's not working for me. So some things.
So, you sound exactly like patients. Why isn't it working for me?
Exactly. So we wanted to address some of that, because I'm sure some of you out there are thinking about detoxing currently, or coming off a detox, and it didn't do everything that you planned on it to do. So first off, detoxification of the body happens naturally. So it happens naturally in the liver, the kidneys, and then intestines, and finally through our pores. So through excreting sweat. So when we sweat, we're actually detoxing the body. That's one of the main four ways. A lot of people don't think about it that way. So that's why exercising is so nice, so important after you have like a terrible weekend or things like that, where you're out eating or out having a couple of drinks. The body deals with it through the pores as well. So one thing people don't notice, the other areas, so the liver obviously is the top notch detoxer. It does a million different things in the body, and it usually takes the brunt of the load when we are in a toxic state. The kidneys filter all the blood. Obviously, most people know that. So the kidneys filter all the blood, which by filtering all the blood, that means it's getting all the gunk out and then excreting it in your urine. And finally, the intestines detox the body by absorbing and then deciding what gets absorbed in through the intestines and what gets excreted out. What's that in excess? Like, what do we have too much of? And then also, what does the body never want? So of those systems, what happens and what's important about detox is what happens is we expose our body to a lot of toxins, and that's one of the five essentials. So chiropractic being number one, and then mindset, exercise, nutrition, and then toxins is our last one. But it's important because we expose our body to toxins all the time. So what we put in, on, and around our body. And sometimes we don't have a choice. So when we talk about air pollution, when we talk about water, those are vital things that we need to consume, but we need to learn how to purify them also. But regardless, just in society, it's there are toxins that we're just naturally exposed to in a almost too common of a basis. So when we get into a very toxic state, that's when we see a lot of changes in the intestine. So the intestine is the skin is a direct replication of how the intestine's functioning. So if you have blotchy skin, if you have acne, things like that, that's a sign that the intestine's working overtime and is actually bombarded and can't separate the good from the bad. So it's absorbing so that toxic stuff and it's showing up on the skin. And one of the cues there when we're talking about kidneys and trouble there. So obviously a lot of people have experienced kidney trouble, kidney pain, kidney irritation. When we see an influx of kidney infections, that means the kidney's working below optimal. So, and then finally the liver. The liver does so many functions of the body. I mean, obviously, you know, like cirrhosis, so the skin pigmentation change can happen with the liver irritation. We can have the liver pain, which is in our right side. Right side, right under those ribs, we have that liver pain. And then we also have the change in frequency of going to the bathroom and things like that. So obviously there are a lot of things that point towards, okay, this is why you should detox. These are signs that your body is just exposed to too much. What are the proper ways of doing it and how can we do that? So I started off talking about these organs and where the body is able to detox itself, because when we start there, we look at, okay, what's the body trying to do? We have to speak to our body, guys. So what's the body trying to do and how can we support it? That's what every detox should start with. What's the body trying to do and how should we support it? The intestines are trying to take in nutrients. How do we support that? But they're gunked up with toxins. So let's clean out those intestines. The kidneys are trying to work, but they're just bombarded by infections and going down. So how do we support that? The liver is trying to detox the rest of the thing, and the liver detox has been a big one. Has been kind of a bad thing, right? So regardless, if we're not doing it properly, we're not going to get the results and we're not going to get the healing that we want. Now all these organs need to function properly to obtain that. But what controls these organs? And it's something that we preach all the time. We talk about the nervous system. So going to the end, if you've done a detox and haven't got the results that you wanted, and you've done everything to the T, and I know there are those people out there, you've literally taken all the steps, but something's not clicking. You're still having the bowel irritation. You're still having the liver pain or the liver showing up high in blood tests. You're still having those kidney issues. The problem probably isn't directly with that organ. It's how the organ's communicating with the brain, and that's done through the nervous system. So if there's not a proper communication, then the brain's not able to, then you're not able to heal and you're not able to function at a proper level. So you can detox all you want, but if it's not functioning 100%, then it's not going to properly detox. And it's not properly going to work.
Yeah. I think that's huge to understand that, like, and I would also argue that a lot of times people detox and then they retox. They just keep retoxing, which means you haven't changed your lifestyle fully. And I think that gets, you know, we look for the, once again, human nature to want a quick fix, 30-day challenge, 30-day detox. And like the reality is that it's going to be a lifetime of detoxing. It might jumpstart you, but until you start to detox your lifestyle, not just through supplements, but detox your lifestyle, then we're going to keep retoxing for the rest of our life. Even if we're doing it, even if we're doing a lot of things right, we're still in our environment, retoxing our body. We're going to keep toxifying ourselves. So it's a continuous and nonstop improvement that we got to make in our health. And so Dr. Tyler's right. I mean, when we talk about these organ systems, and what controls the organ systems, we have to look at the nervous system, guys. This is why people like who start getting adjusted. Sometimes they'll say, I lost 5 pounds and all I did is start getting adjusted. Well, okay, that's great, but why? My question is why? One is inflammation comes down to the joints, inflammation comes down to the body because the body can heal faster. But two is that your body starts to detox more, your gut starts to work better, your liver, your kidneys starts to work better. Some people actually, when they first start getting adjusted, they actually sweat, not profusely, but they'll actually like sweat after their adjustments because their metabolism gets spiked. Most people don't realize that when you get adjusted, your metabolism goes up, which is incredible. And your blood pressure goes down. So literally what happens is your body goes from a fight or flight state to a rest and relax state. And the only way that your body can truly detox is when you are in a rest and relax state. If you're in fight or flight, high cortisol, i.e. stress hormones, low testosterone, low HGH, and all of your hormones are jacked because of your lifestyle, whether it's work or family stress, and you're not doing anything about it when it comes to the neurological patterns, no matter what lifestyle thing you choose, it's only going to contribute to the health changes in your body. See, there's only one system that controls it all, and that's your brain, spinal cord, nerve system. That is your spine, which protects the spinal cord, nerve system. And so until we actually recognize that your adjustments, your chiropractic portion of your health is vital, actually more vital than nutrition, exercise, detoxing, then we're going to be trying to lifestyle our way into health. The answer and the truth is we need lifestyle, but even more than lifestyle changes, we need healing changes to happen. We need the function to change the body. Once the function healing changes and improves with chiropractic care and reducing the stressors in our life, what happens then, the lifestyle changes you make are just that much more impactful. It is a compounding effect, not an addition effect. Does that make sense? So listen, when you're getting adjusted and then you start to eat clean, you compounded. Once you start to get adjusted, you're eating clean and you're exercising, it's compounding the health results and health effects. When you start to get adjusted, you eat clean, you exercise, and you're detoxing, that is a compounding effect that starts to occur in the body. When you're eating, when you're getting adjusted, when you're eating clean, when you're taking supplementation, when you're exercising, when you're detoxing, and your mindset's there too, to deal with the everyday stress you're going to have, that is the 5X multiple. That is a compounding effect that happens in your health. This is why people say in our clinic, and you'll notice this, that I get older every year, but I actually get healthier every year. Can you imagine that? Getting older and healthier. So if you're listening now and you say, man, I got to see what these guys are talking about in the office. I got to get an exam. I got to get x-rays. Normally to walk in our office is $150 for a new patient exam. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call in right now, that entire new patient exam and x-rays is only $60. You save $90 by calling in right now. Guys, there's no catch except for we just have to have you call in now, because we open up specific time slots during the week for radio show new patients. So pick up the phone and call. When you call, I'll answer the phone. If you get a voicemail, please leave a message, because we're going to be bombarded with calls and I'll call you back. The number to call for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We just appreciate you guys for tuning in. Text this number, 314-323-7214. We are here for you. We're local. We're here to serve you guys. God bless, and tune in next time. See you guys. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see
most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.